It's Friday. Will you come to the tea ceremony club after school, Mr. White?
Yes, I will, Sakura. I really like the Japanese tea ceremony.
Hello, Mr. White and Sakura. What are you talking about?
Hi, Eric. We are talking about the Japanese tea ceremony.
Sakura is a member of the tea ceremony club, and sometimes I join their meetings. Eric, have you ever experienced a Japanese tea ceremony?
No, I haven't, but I heard it's interesting.
Yes, it's not just drinking tea. You can learn a lot of things about Japan.
Eric, how about coming to the tea ceremony club with us today? It will be fun. You can also enjoy drinking matcha.
Well, I'm interested in it, but actually, I don't like matcha. It is too bitter for me.
If you drink matcha with some sweet things, it tastes good. You will like it. And if you don't like the taste, you don't need to drink matcha.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Mr. White, I heard a lot of people in the UK often drink tea. English afternoon tea is a kind of tradition in the UK, right?
Yes. People enjoy talking and drinking tea with several things to eat.
Do people in the UK have afternoon tea every day?
No. It is like a meal between lunch and dinner, and it sometimes takes a few hours. So it's difficult to have afternoon tea every day. How about in Sweden, Eric? Do you have any traditions or customs about drinks?
Yes, we have one. We call it fika. It is very difficult to express the idea of fika. If I explain it with simple words, fika means a time for drinking coffee. But many people in Sweden think it means more than that. Having fika is very important for people in Sweden.
Why is fika so important? Please tell me.
Okay. People in Sweden think fika has many good points. They think enjoying fika helps to make them happier. So most people have fika several times in one day. They often make time for fika to slow down with friends or family. People also think that fika is a good reason for sharing time together. People can talk and understand each other better.
That sounds good.
People enjoy fika in workplaces too. Some people say that workers are more productive if they have fika. Workers can relax and exchange their ideas.
But they are busy, right? How do workers in Sweden have time for fika?
I think workers in Sweden are busy, but in my opinion, people are never too busy to have fika in Sweden. I mean, even busy people will make time for having fika in Sweden. People in Sweden think it is very important to make time for fika to slow down.
Does everybody drink coffee for fika?
No, some people drink tea, not coffee. People can enjoy any drink they like. There are no rules about fika. There are many ways to enjoy fika. The time you spend for it is more important than the drink you have.
Wow, that's nice. I'm very interested in Sweden and its culture and society.
If you try fika, you may be able to learn a lot of things about Sweden.
Thank you for telling us about fika, Eric. It was very interesting.
Now, Eric, I know you don't like matcha, but I want you to come to the Tea Ceremony Club's meeting once. The important thing is not the drink, right? I think it's the same idea in the Japanese tea ceremony.
That's right. It'll be a good chance to learn a lot of things about Japan. Eric, shall we go?
Well, maybe I should say yes.